Current State on WKAR. I'm Joe Lindstroth, in for an ill Mark Bayshore on a Monday today. Poetry, art, and Michigan, we celebrate it here on Current State. All have inspired local writer and artist Jean Van Wieren. The Williamston Enterprise columnist has published a book of her art and poetry called This Mitten is Tightly Knit. And Current State's Scott Pohl spoke with her about the book. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Why,
good to have
thank
you on the
you.
Show. It's Poetry Month. We like talking about poetry on Current State. And Jean Van Wieren's art has been displayed around Williamston, and her column has been featured in the local paper. But putting her poetry out there for all to see is something new for her.
I started writing poetry, probably about 20, 25 years ago. And it would just sort of be something would pop into my head, and I'd put it in my journal because I used to keep a daily journal. And then I started making sure I had a Christmassy one every year because I made my own Christmas cards. And after I had started painting, a good friend of mine said, well, you should do something with your poetry and your paintings, because she got a Christmas card every year and knew I did both. And so that was sort of her nudging me that resulted in the book.
I know you've done a fair amount of writing for the local newspaper in Williamston, perhaps other writing I'm not aware of. Putting your stuff in book form and putting it out there, any nervousness about taking that step?
Yes, because I was really, really horrified there would be like a typo that I wouldn't see. And I was my own editor. So poetry is very personal. It's a very personal kind of writing. And I suppose I should be more concerned about it than I am. But it gives people a different view of the writer. So there's a little bit of a risk there.
The writing you've done for the paper in Williamston, have you ever published poetry in the column you write?
No, I haven't. I have to say that the columns that I've been writing recently, the subjects that have gotten the most interest have been my dog Bernie and pimento cheese. So I don't have any poems about pimento cheese, so I haven't included any.
Let's leap right into the book and have you read one of your poems.
Okay.
Have you chosen one?
I thought I would do one called Messin' with Love.
Jean Van Wieren.
On a November evening when you don't expect it, are nowhere looking for it, love trots in and nudges your shoulder. If you don't respond, love will slap you upside your head. If you think, maybe love will bring me someone shy and quiet, forget it. The lake effect has blown in, and love will match you stride for stride, be the left hand to your right hand, comfort you on a bitter night, and jump with you into the deepest water. Love does not like to be messed with, because love knows you are the best thing ever to happen to each other, and the sound of your laughter is the sound of happiness.
Nice.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of your focus, as you can tell from the title of the book, This Mitten is Tightly Knit, is about Michigan, takes place in Michigan, inspired by Michigan.
Yeah. I love this state. You know, it's got everything. And my mother and father are originally from Dearborn, from the Detroit area. My husband's family is originally from Holland, from the Lake Michigan area, or as I like to call it, the Dutch Riviera. And it's in my DNA, I guess.
Your artwork has been on display around town in Williamston,
mm-hmm.
though.
Tell
us a little bit more about where people may have seen your works.
I belong to a group called Second Monday Artists, and we have regularly had shows at Gracie's Place in Williamston, which is right across from the Williamston Theater, so people may know that. And over the years, I've had shows there. I also have work, both the poetry and some paintings, at Tuesday Books, which is a nice little bookstore in Williamston. I've got some other shows coming up in the fall. I'm going to be at the East Lansing Public Gallery, and some other things are in the works. So you can usually find it in Williamston, but it'll be around other places soon.
All right. Now, I'm going to be honest with our listeners. This isn't some big new book from one of the major publishing houses. This is self-published.
Yep.
Since it's self-published, how are people able to find this book?
You can buy it at Tuesday Books in Williamston. You can also, there's a form that I've posted, and I'll repost on my Facebook, my studio Facebook page, which is Jean Van Weeren - Artwork and Poetry. And it's also available at my Etsy store, which is J. Van Weeren Artwork. So it's a couple of different places. And again, I'm working on getting it out in some other places too.
And maybe the trunk of your car.
I may be the trunk of my car. Okay. I always carry copy with me.
So if I wanted to buy it from you today, you would...
I would hand it
you'd
over.
You'd let me fork over some cash and buy it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent. Well, I think before we ring off, it might be fun to hear another poem from the book, especially something with a Michigan focus. Because the book is called This Mitten is Tightly Knit, let's choose one that reveals the Michigan inspiration behind your work.
Okay, this one is called Michigan Produce Stand September. Even before the floods came, New Orleans and its bawdy technicolor religion of bon temps had nothing. Do you hear me, darling? Nothing. On the sensuous fecund glory of a farmer's market in Michigan on a September afternoon. There on a tripod of pine crates, bulbous butternut squash loll next to globular rosy-kissed peaches, their soft flesh yielding to the tongue and their sweet funk filling the air, calling indolent sweat bees to come and check their sweetness. The golden light of early autumn lingers on the shiny skins of impossibly large tomatoes, halos each sand-colored muskmelon on a heap in a red and sand-colored basket. Peppers riot in a wooden box. Red on yellow, green or purple, color on color, brilliant and irresistible. The apples in their prim plenty bask wholesome while old friends talk in the fragrant air, but they will burst, juicy and sweet and tangy, in the grasp of tooth and lip.
Jean Van Weeren, we like to talk about poetry here on Current State. Thank you so much for bringing in This Mitten is Tightly Knit, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much, Scott. It's been a pleasure to be here.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.
And you can meet Jean Van Weeren, check out her artwork, and hear her poetry Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. She'll be in the studio of artist Gretchen Felick on Sherwood Road as part of the Williamston Township Fine Art Sale and Studio Tour.